It's unbelievable but true. The Walt Disney Company is tearing apart your favorite attractions and then monetizing it. Say what? No, really. They're destroying, they're demoing that which you loved and then selling the parts, the organs, the guts to the highest bidder. The ultra-wealthy cupcakers, pixie dusters, the adult Disney fans. Today we'll tell you why we can't stand it, but it might have been coming all along anyway. What a day, what a great day, folks. Thank you for coming our way to Somewhere Sunny USA. The studio is glistening every time you're listening to what we have to say. If you would not mind, click that little bell, the notification bell. Click it, stick it to the algorithms, and folks, share this sucker out. We appreciate you. Yes, you see it right. Don't pay attention to the right side ad. That's strange, eh? But the title is what we're looking at. Title, folks, title. Disney World is selling off remains of beloved demolished attractions like Muppet Vision, Dinosaur, and Tom Sawyer Island at an auction. What the? Okay, let's read it. For decades, oh my gosh, that ad just stays there. For decades, Disney fans, we're stuck with it.
It's Elliot.
I'm just going to say the same thing. You beat me to the punch.
For decades, Disney fans have accepted that beloved attractions eventually close to make way for something new. It's part of the life cycle of a theme park. What many fans have a much harder time accepting, however, is the idea that Disney World would first shutter cherished attractions, demolish them, and then turn around and sell the pieces back to fans at premium at an auction. That's exactly what appears to be happening. Disney has announced a new partnership with Heritage Auctions that will see authentic props, signs, and other artifacts from retired Disney Parks attractions auctioned off beginning during D23 in August. Among the attractions reportedly being stripped for auction are Muppet Vision 3D, the final thing that Jim Henson ever worked on, his magnum opus, Dinosaur, Tom Sawyer Island, and Rivers of America, locations that many fans had hoped Disney would preserve in some fashion. Now, the reason that this is so awful, Culture, I'll go to you first on this one. The reason it's so awful is because they're going to auction this off to the highest bidder. These are things that should probably go into a museum or a vault or just bring them back in some way. And instead, they slaughtered these attractions and they're going to sell the guts to people who can put up the most cash. And it's just crass. Like, Jim Henson, this was the thing that he finished his life building was Muppet Vision. It's considered one of his greatest works. Some say it is the greatest work. Some say it's the greatest theme park show that was ever made. They closed it to replace it with a cheapo Monsters, Inc. thing so they could tell shareholders they had a full land. And now they stripped it and they're going to sell it at an auction at D23? Like, are they going to sell Bean Bunny, the animatronic? Good Lord.
Well, nothing surprises me now with the current people in charge of Disney. I feel like they don't understand stewardship, and we can talk about that at another point in time, but this nothing surprises me. The Disney attraction vehicles and elements have been sold off at auction over the course of the last several decades, but it was usually after massive refurbishment or replacement or restoration, something like that. This kind of thing is disgraceful. I think it's going to hit a lot of fans very oddly. I will be at the D23 Expo in August, reporting from there for that well, place. So
Culture, it's like this, though. It's like, So this is a beloved attraction. This is beloved. I mean, this made people furious. They wouldn't even say that they were going to do this before they did it because they were afraid they were going to be booed off the stage. Yeah. And now they're going to say, oh, well, we're gonna make a lot of money off destroying Jim Henson's final big thing he did. We're gonna sell it to the wealthiest possible.
I'm imagining Lorne in his indie gear showing up at D23 and saying, "This belongs in a museum."
Well, he could. He should, maybe. Absolutely. So what's amazing about this is they destroy the thing that people love, and they say, "We're gonna make a lot of money off destroying these very popular things." And that's what's amazing about it is they actually monetized destroying favorite attractions. They actually monetized it.
Yeah.
Wow. Lorne, your thoughts on this. How much blowback do you think they deserve? I mean, Jim Henson is an icon. And to destroy his attraction, that's one thing. Then to turn around and be like, by the way, how much would you pay for a seat? How much would you pay for Statler and Waldorf? How much would you pay for a Sweetums costume?
you're putting me in an awkward position because I'm a prop collector. So it's like I may actually be less opposed to this than you guys are. Because it's like, okay, I understand the desire to have them publicly available and viewable. But then the question becomes where? If somebody was going to purchase something like this, do you require that they donate it to the Smithsonian, for instance? Or is there a Jim Henson Museum where you feel that it should go? I'm at least encouraged by the fact that if these items are auctioned off, they will go to somebody who will cherish them. And they will be a part of a collection where they will be preserved, one would hope.
Well, I'll tell you what I want, Lord. Because they have an attraction that is so unpopular, a theater the same size as Muppet Vision in Hollywood Studios, where they're currently doing a Villains thing, and it's right beside their new Muppets roller coaster. I want to take all the stuff that they ripped out of Muppet Vision, because this was Jim Henson's final thing he ever worked on. I want them to take that, and I want them to put them where the current theater is that is hosted, that hosts a terrible show that nobody likes, and just put Muppet Vision back there. And now we've got a Muppet courtyard with the roller coaster and Muppet Vision. Like, do that instead of selling out the organs. You know, that's what it feels like. It feels like this thing is, it shouldn't be terminated. It still has life. Like, put it, bring it back and give it to us. And instead they're like, no, we're going to harvest it.
I understand the sentiment. I know that's what you want. I would push back lightly and say, does it really still have life? Think that the Muppets? No, I'm saying the Muppets themselves is an IP.
The attraction, not the Muppets.
I know what you're saying, but the Muppets as an IP, are they what you would consider part of the zeitgeist today?
No. But the attraction itself is incredible. I mean, Muppet Vision it stands on its own. It really is that good.
I know what you're saying. What I'm saying is, and it pains me to say this because I'm a fan of the Muppets as well, and it's under the current owners, it's not relevant. It's not. I'm sorry.
No, I'm with you.
I know this is part of Jim Henson's legacy, and it should be preserved. And I know that's what you want, but that's not what's going to happen. I'm sorry. It's just not. And so, to my mind, this is the best of a bad situation, because at least the pieces will go to somebody who will value them, where they will be preserved and at least shown to people who would appreciate them, instead of being stored in a warehouse or worse, destroyed.
So, Lou, my position is that that because there's this theater over here that's the same size exactly as the Muppet Vision Theater, that they should simply put the Muppet Vision stuff in there, and then they don't have to pay to make a new thing. The Villains thing is a disaster.
I don't think it's as easy or inexpensive as you seem to say every time you mention this. There's a lot to do to make that happen. And I wonder if some idiot said, you know, if we sell off all the pieces, it'll pay for the redo on the roller coaster.
You think an actuary somewhere justified it this way and said
that? Oh, the number crunchers run the world over there. And I mean, Disney World. But I don't think we're ever going to see it again. I don't think that's ever going to happen. And I think it's very interesting that all of us are keying in on the stuff from Muppets. We didn't say anything about Rivers of America and all the other things they mentioned they're going to be peddling.
I can't imagine what they would peddle from Rivers of America.
All those little pieces of art in the buildings on the island and then the caves and
are they going to sell like they're going to sell like the water though? I mean, like in jars. I mean, I could see Disney being that desperate for cash and be like, you can have a jar of Rivers of America. We drained it and here it is, and $5 you can have a jar of Rivers of America. Yeah, it would not shock me if they do that at D23. You know, when you stick around for the entire video, it really does help the channel. And we're so appreciative of that, ladies and gentlemen. Imagine that you would stick around and hear everything we have to say. The studio is glistening because you're listening each and every day. If you're not yet subscribed, well, you should be. And click that like button. Until the next time, keep learning, keep growing. And as always, keep having fun.